This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will commence tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. This will be the first session after the formation of the new government at the centre. During the session, senior BJP MP Bhartrihari Mahatab, who has been appointed the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on the 26th of this month, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 27th of June. On the eve of the session, the News Services Division of Akashvani brings you tonight special discussions on issues before Parliament and Sansad ke Samaksh Mudde. Issues Before Parliament program can be heard on Akashvani Rainbow and additional frequencies, and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde can be heard on the Akashvani Gold and additional frequencies from 9:30 to 10 tonight. The Director General of the National Testing Agency, Subodh Kumar Singh, has been removed from his post amid allegations of irregularities in National Eligibility Common Entrance Test, NEET, undergraduate examination. Mr. Singh has been put on compulsory wait in the Department of Personnel and Training. India Trade Promotion Organization Chairman and MD Pradeep Singh Kharola has been given additional charge of NTA's Director General. Meanwhile, the National Testing Agency, NTA, is conducting a retest of the NEET undergraduate examination for admission to medical programs for 1,563 candidates today. The exam is being conducted again after the NTA, on Supreme Court's observation, withdrew the grace marks awarded to 1,563 students. In another development, the NEET PG entrance examination scheduled for today has been postponed. A fresh date for the examination will be announced at the earliest. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review overall preparedness for flood management in the country. Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, Minister of State for Home Affairs, Nityanand Rai, Secretaries of Ministries and various departments of Government of India attended the meeting. Recently, few states including Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Sikkim witnessed incessant rainfall triggering landslides and flood-like situation. Currently, Assam is facing floods with lakhs of people affected in several districts. This year, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted an above-normal monsoon. The conference on India's progressive path in the administration of the criminal justice system was held at Chennai in Tamil Nadu today. As the new three criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam are set to take effect from the 1st of July, the conference was a precursor to the implementation of the laws. Speaking at the event, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said that the colonial rules established the Indian Penal Code with the goal of punishing Indians. He added that to offer justice, the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita has been introduced. Speaking at the conference, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that the Bharat Nyaya laws have been made suitable for a more digitalized society. In the Kashmir Valley, a terrorist has been killed by security forces in the ongoing anti-infiltration operation in Uri sector along the line of control in Baramulla district. As per defense sources, a gunfight started yesterday when security forces launched a search operation in Bajrang Uri sector following specific information about the presence of some infiltrating terrorists. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to the United Arab Emirates today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will hold a meeting with his UAE counterpart on wide-ranging issues of the partnership. The External Affairs Ministry said that the visit will provide an opportunity to review the entire spectrum of comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE and regional and global developments. In women's cricket, the third and final ODI between India and South Africa is underway in Bengaluru. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, South Africa were 165 for 5 in 39 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.